Epilogue. The Message. San Diego, 2027. As the sun set over the sandy shoreline of Mission Beach, Jack's strides were confident and strong. A year ago, his steps were more hesitant and his body was less certain. But now, each step along the beachfront was firm, the product of a year's dedication to his physical fitness. This was about more than staying in shape. His chase after Tong She had hammered home how vital keeping fit was, not just for his personal benefit, but also as a professional imperative. As Jack ran along the beach, his thoughts drifted to the upcoming 19th birthday of his daughter, Vanessa. It was nearly a year to the day since Susan Robertson's urgent call had hurled him back into action and the turbulent week that had followed. He thought of Nick and Tong She, whose actions had triggered everything. Or, more precisely, he thought, it had been Liang Wei's staunch opposition to China's central bank digital currency years earlier that had ignited the series of events leading to his abrupt return to active duty. Thinking about what had started it all, his mood inevitably darkened when he thought about the recent development in the U.S. 2 months ago, a proposal for allowing the Federal Reserve to implement a CBDC pilot had been introduced into the House of Representatives. Having witnessed firsthand the oppressive potential of such a system, Jack saw its profound threats to privacy and individual freedom and how it could flip a fundamental principle of democracy on its head by placing immense power in the hands of a few. With it, unelected bureaucrats would wield almost unprecedented control over every financial transaction in the lives of every citizen, allowing them to dictate economic behavior at will. Maybe not in the beginning, and maybe not always, but the tools to do so would be put in place. Such total surveillance would mean not just loss of privacy, but a direct way to enforce compliance and silence dissent in the easiest way possible. To Jack, the idea reeked of a dystopian nightmare where the government held the reins tightly and the people were subdued and monitored at every turn. It was the opposite of what an advanced society should look like. Having learned firsthand the difference it could make, he had not only increased his investment in Bitcoin as a reaction to the proposal, but also had taken most of his investment into self-custody. His thoughts were suddenly interrupted by a vibration of his phone. He slowed to a walk and pulled it from his pocket. The screen lit up with a message from Lei. Jack smiled. Over the past year, their friendship had thrived through regular messages in which they shared everything from mundane personal topics to professional challenges. Jack had been particularly pleased when Lei had been promoted to lead the anti-corruption unit of the Beijing police. Against all odds and Lei's own expectations, Lei's public outing of Liang Wei's Bitcoin secret had not resulted in any negative consequences for him. On the contrary, it had turned him into a celebrated figure in China, too revered by the public and indispensable to his superiors to be sidelined or punished. He swiped open the message and came to an abrupt halt. The message read, "Liang's Bitcoin have moved."